This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Game one of the National Hockey League's Stanley Cup Finals between the New York Rangers and the Los Angeles Kings is tonight in L.A. The Kings are heavily favored to win the cup, but that hasn't stopped Rangers fans from getting fired up. Ticket prices for the games at Madison Square Garden have approached Super Bowl-level prices. It's the first time in 20 years that the Rangers are in the NHL Finals. In 1994, in a seventh and decisive game, the Rangers won the cup against the Vancouver Canucks, ending what was back then a 54-year cup drought. Here's longtime Rangers broadcaster Sam Rosen's call.
The waiting is over! The New York Rangers are the Stanley Cup champions! And this one will last a lifetime!
I'm pleased to have the opportunity to talk Stanley Cup hockey with Sam Rosen. Now he's been calling Rangers games for the MSG Network for 30 years. Welcome to WNYC.
Nice to be with you, Amy, and this is a great time for hockey in New York, LA, and this is fun.
Any discussion about the Rangers' success begins and ends with their goalie, Henrik Lundqvist. The Daily News back cover had a picture of Hank and the words, "My turn." What makes Lundqvist's quest for the cup the storyline to follow?
A big storyline because he's been here for 9 years, and he's the leader of the team. He's the team's backbone. It's been his overall consistency coming here from Sweden and building a reputation behind some outstanding legends in goal. Hall of Famer Eddie Jockman never won a Stanley Cup. Mike Richter did win a Stanley Cup in 1994. Those are the great goaltenders whose numbers are retired, and Henrik Lundqvist is on his way to that. He's won big tournaments. He won a gold medal for Sweden in 2006, but this would be the biggest step of his career.
The Kings goalie, Jonathan Quick, is none too shabby either. He's built his reputation on playing his best hockey in the playoffs. He was the playoff MVP 2 years ago when the Kings won the cup against the New Jersey Devils. Do you think this series is going to come down to a battle of the goalies?
In large part, yes. Mostly, I think, from the Rangers' standpoint, as you mentioned before, Amy, that the Kings are the favorites, and they're the favorites because they've got some big-time players, and they won a Stanley Cup 2 years ago, and they've got some champions in their lineup, plus they have some star caliber scorers. So it does get down to goaltending, and from the standpoint of the LA Kings, Jonathan Quick was spectacular 2 years ago. In this year's playoffs, watching him, a lot of people who look at him game in and game out say he's not as good as he was 2 years ago, but in my mind, when they've needed a big save in the playoffs, he's come through.
At the trade deadline in March, the Rangers dealt team captain Ryan Callahan to Tampa Bay for 38-year-old winger Martin Saint-Louis. That really angered fans who loved Callahan. In retrospect, was that a smart move by the Rangers?
Well, smart move is, that's debatable, Amy. It was one that was really forced. It was a business decision. Ryan Callahan's contract was going to end at the end of this year. Yes, they got an older player, but they got a player in Marty Saint-Louis, a future Hall of Famer, has been a Stanley Cup champion with Tampa Bay in 2004. He's become a leader in the locker room. He still has a lot left in his tank.
Yeah, I understand he's become sort of the emotional heart of the team following the death of his mom.
Sudden death of his mom, 63 years old, suffered a heart attack and passed away. And Marty showed his love of the team by going to his mom's side, going to his family's side, but then coming back for Game 5. And when the team saw him in the locker room, they rallied around that. And there was a greater bond than had ever been before. And it's really been an emotional rallying point for this team.
So tell me about the Kings. What kind of team are they, and what do the Rangers need to do to beat them?
This is a team that's won a championship 2 years ago. They have 17 players on their roster who have Stanley Cup rings, so they know what it takes. They're big, they're strong, they have good offensive players. How do the Rangers beat them? Using their speed, using controlling the puck, puck possession, make the Kings defend, and then get great goaltending from Henrik Lundqvist.
Before we go, do you want to give us your prediction?
My prediction is Rangers in six.
Legendary New York Rangers broadcaster Sam Rosen, The Stanley Cup Finals between the Rangers and the Kings begins tonight. This is WNYC.